The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's jazz it up. Let's all get together now.
Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. You may know me from my popular television show, Jazzy Vegetarian, where I feature easy and delicious vegan recipes, along with tips for living a kinder plant-based life. Now I invite you to join me here each week, where I'll welcome amazing guests to share upbeat and informative conversations featuring motivational lifestyle advice and nutritional guidance, plus lots of jazzy-licious recipe ideas. It's all served up with sensational music on the side.
Music!
So let's get talking. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. I am your host, Laura Theodore. I am so happy that you are here with me today. I hope you are having a beautiful summer, and we have a beautiful guest here for you today. Tips to make adopting a vegan lifestyle easy with Kate Golly. So I'm just going to get right to it. It is now my great pleasure to welcome Kate Golly, who is a personal trainer and a vegan health coach. Kate created her new plant positive journey to spread love, compassion, and animal-free deliciousness. It's a beautiful daily planner that helps readers to adopt a plant-based lifestyle one step at a time. Kate is creator and host of the podcast Healthification, and she helps people learn to sculpt a body and a life that they love while advocating for animals. And I'd like to welcome her to this program right now. How are you today, Kate?
Laura, I am fabulous. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so excited about your fabulous new Plant Positive Journal. So many people need this type of journal to help them step into the plant-based lifestyle. And I just want to get right to it. What does the phrase plant positive mean to you?
Plant positive means focusing on everything that is amazing about a plant-based or a vegan lifestyle. So, of course, as you know, Laura, the delicious, abundant food, the way that that food can make your body look and feel, the fact that you're having a positive impact in lessening the suffering of animals, and your lifestyle is easier on the planet and on other people. Do you know, that's the easy bit, though. The tougher part, I think, and I'm sure most vegans will agree, is also leading with positivity and love and compassion around everyone in your life who isn't yet vegan or plant-based.
Yes, absolutely true. But the good news is that so many more people are embracing the idea of at least including a few plant-positive meals into their weekly menu plan, particularly since I started Jazzy Vegetarian, which, of course, has always been 100% vegan. But we started this well over 15 years ago. And when we started the television program, it was like people were like, oh, goodness, you know, we named it Jazzy Vegetarian because we couldn't even use the word vegan then. People didn't know what it was. So I think we've come a positive way since things started out quite a few years ago. Don't you think so, Kate?
We've come a long way, definitely not as fast as I would love, but we've made huge progress. And one thing I really love, it was important for me to design the journal so that it was just so visually appealing. And what I love is non-vegans are buying it for their non-vegan loved ones, just as a beautiful time management tool as well. And then hopefully it becomes this little vegan Trojan horse where bit by bit the plant-based deliciousness kind of seeps into their lifestyle and we expand from there.
I agree. Now, what is your journey? What originally influenced your passion to go plant-based and embrace that lifestyle?
So I became vegetarian first at 16. I was vegetarian for the animals for ethical reasons. I had no idea, like so many people, that I'd been lied to, that animals were still suffering for my food choices. Fast forward 23 years from then, I was a personal trainer. I'd been in the fitness industry for 10 years. I was super confident at getting my body how to look and function how I wanted it to look and function, following a low-carb, high-protein vegetarian diet. And at that point, I actually saw the documentary Cowspiracy, and everything that I guess I'd been unaware of was now revealed to me. I kind of decided on the spot that I needed to be vegan. There was no choice. And I was a bit apprehensive that, you know, how would I do a low-carb, high-protein vegan? Thankfully, that was a myth. I didn't need to do that. I just eat all the delicious, abundant plants and, you know, really maintaining the fitness and everything else via a vegan lifestyle has been so much easier than I expected.
Yeah, and a lot of people say that because, you know, of course, there's protein in all plants, and a lot of people are concerned about that. But if you're eating enough food, then many health professionals do say that you're getting enough protein. So that's kind of what I go by, because that's what I've been told, too. We're speaking today with the fabulous Kate Golly, who's a personal trainer and a vegan health coach. And she created her new Plant Positive Journal to spread love, compassion, and animal-free deliciousness. I love that. And you can visit her at strongbodygreenplanet.com. That's strongbodygreenplanet.com. Now, some people may be listening to this program. Maybe they're new to this program. Maybe they've just started listening to your fantastic podcast, Healthification, and they need a little help. I'd love it if you'd share your top tips on how to get started by preparing meals that you already eat, but just making a little tweak to make them deliciously vegan.
Amazing. So this is about making it easy for you to win, I guess, lowering the bar to raise your chance of success. So look at those simple meals you already love. Perhaps you're having oats or smoothies for breakfast, and you swap the animal-based milk for a plant milk. You swap the whey protein for a plant protein, whatever it may be. However, I will say at this point, ideally you prioritize one ingredient, whole food. So stuff like the oats, the bananas, that sort of thing. Perhaps at lunch you're used to having a tuna and salad wrap. So all you need to do is simply swap that to perhaps a hummus and falafel wrap with lots of salad. And, you know, maybe down the track you're going to make your own hummus, make your own falafel. But for now, early days, we can buy so many of these delicious vegan foods from the supermarket. Another tip I would say is to find your plant-based protein pips. So as we discussed, Laura, it is easy to find these vegan protein sources. However, perhaps you're out and about, you know, one day and there isn't that much protein in the meal that is vegan and on the menu. It's a matter of getting used to those easy protein pips that you can add to any meal or you can have after any meal. So the edamame, the other legumes, the nuts, the seeds, all these sorts of produce. And then finally, I would say, if we look at dinner, maybe you're having a chicken stir fry with plenty of veg, and it's going to simply swap to some sort of chickpea or tofu or whatever it may be, stir fry. And the tip I would give here is to buy quality produce and give it the same respect so far as how you marinate and cook and prepare it as what you used to do with the meat products. So you're not going to grab just a bland old slab of tofu and expect it to taste good. Chicken wouldn't do that either. So give it some cooking respect and you'll be amazed with what you come up with.
You know, I love that. And you and I are on the same page, Kate, there. I've said so many times on the show, in my books, on this podcast, on the website, you think about it. You know, people will say to me, oh, I don't like tofu. I can't eat tofu. And then I say, well, wait a minute. If you took a raw egg and you cracked it and you put it in a bowl and you put it in front of somebody and said, here, this is what I'm feeding you for dinner, they would say, ugh, that's terrible. It's the same thing. You don't take just a piece of tofu and then throw it in a bowl and give it to somebody and tell them to eat it. You want to marinate it. You want to treat it. You want to cook it. You want to do what you would do with eggs, or as you're saying, chicken or meat or anything that is a protein source. So I absolutely love it. And we're on the same page. Now, I really love your website, strongbodygreenplanet.com. And I really connected with this beautiful quote that you have on the website. Consider that love is subjective and you can love something because of the results rather than the process. Talk about this quote.
For sure. I often use this in relation to exercise and nutrition. And of course, I want people to come to love, for example, the exercising process as well as the result. But this is all about letting us achieve consistency. So avoiding that kind of stop, start, inconsistent approach to exercise or adopting a new eating strategy, which is just the hardest part of it when you stop and you start. So if instead you focus on the results that you're looking to achieve, how much you're going to love the way you look or the way you feel, and it mightn't even be long-term. It mightn't be about that new body that you're sculpting in the future. It might just be the result of how you feel after you finish that exercising action, or how you feel after you've devoured that delicious, abundant, colorful, plant-based meal. So I like to combine the two, like the focus on that goal that you're looking to achieve, that result that you're looking to achieve. And hopefully, as you get better at making these vegan meals, as you get better at doing the exercising action, then actually you're going to start to love the process as well.
I love it. Fantastic. And where can people visit you besides at strongbodygreenplanet.com? Where shall people go to visit you on the web, on social media?
That's the best place, just because it links you up to the Plant Positive Journal. It links you up to the Healthification podcast. There are 800 plus episodes there on that podcast with passionate and compassionate people, activists, actors, authors, doctors, entrepreneurs. So that's my heart, as well as the journal. And across the socials, I'm generally Strong Body Green Planet.
Fantastic. Now, before you leave us today, what is your very, very top tip for somebody who's listening today and saying, wow, you know, this all makes so much sense. I want to be kinder to animals, kinder to my body, and make a healthy planet as well when I'm eating every day. And they're saying, well, but Kate, what do I really have to do? What's the very first step I should take if I want to start today?
So it's a big first step. However, it lays the foundation for your results to come. So I really do think it is so important. And that is getting really super clear on your why, the emotional intensity behind your why. Are you doing it for your health? Are you doing it for the animals? Are you doing it for the environment? Really, really connect with that why. And then also align that why with your most important values and beliefs. This locks it in, and I would say eliminates the decision-making process whenever you're kind of thinking, do I, don't I, do I eat that more expensive or more bland looking vegan offering in the restaurant? Hopefully this isn't happening anymore, but sometimes it does. Aligning what you're looking to achieve with the beliefs and values that you hold most dearly in your heart, those emotions that and states that you seek out, maybe their integrity or passion or freedom, whatever they may be. Laura, it's a big step, but it is the step that anyone looking to make a big lifestyle change. Once you lay the groundwork, then you get less of the struggle street days as you achieve that goal or make that lifestyle change.
So beautifully said. I've asked that question so many times. I love your answer. Kate, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy, important day. Thank you for the beautiful work that you're doing. Thank you for the Plant Positive Journal and your fantastic website, strongbodygreenplanet.com. And I'm wishing you a beautiful rest of the summer.
It has been a true pleasure. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you so much, Kate.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
That was the fabulous Kate Golly. This is her at strongbodygreenplanet.com. Fantastic. Well, Jazzy Vegetarian is airing on the Create channel 4 times a week, and that's season 10. I know a lot of you missed season 10 on your local station, so this is a chance to watch it. Check your local listings. Season 10 of Jazzy Vegetarian on the Create Network each and every week. And I hope after the program today, you'll visit jazzyvegetarian.com and check out all the many recipes. We got a lot of summer recipes there. And you may want to buy a signed copy of one of my cookbooks. I'm just saying. That's jazzyvegetarian.com. Music today by the fabulous Jason Eastwood. Oh, so calming, so fantastic. Guitarfulness is what he calls his guitar playing and his music. That's his website too. And this is a little tune called Unity. Thank you. Feel So Calm, Unity by Jason Eastwood. Well, I hope you feel calm. I hope you feel healthy and happy. And I want to wish you a beautiful day and a beautiful week. And until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be well. From me, Laura Theodore, a.k.a. the Jazzy Vegetarian.
Hi, I'm Liz Winter, and I have been a medium and a spiritual development teacher for over 30 years. On my podcast, All Aboard the Medium Ship, I want to share the message with you that there is a wealth of love and comfort available to you from the spirit world. On my podcast, you can experience this comfort and peace for yourself through gentle guided meditations and helpful messages. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you never miss an episode. Part of the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network.